الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Among the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم who were very very close to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, who in actual fact were among those who embraced Islam in the early stages, was none other than the senior, the most senior muadhin of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Bilal ibn Rabah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Bilal radiyallahu anhu actually was born in an area called Sarat. This was approximately 43 years before the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was born to a father by the name of Rabah, and his mother's name was Hamama. They were slaves. So Bilal radiallahu anhu grew up in Ummul Qura, the mother city, Makkah Mukarrama. And he had belonged to some orphan children from the Abduddar clan. So their father gave wasiyah, gave this will that Umayyah bin Khalaf should grow up these children. So in that, Bilal, who was owned by them, had to take care of them under the supervision of Umayyah bin Khalaf. And in that interim, Deen came to Medina, Deen came to Makkah Mukarramah. Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would call to Allah ta'ala. And Bilal radiallahu anhu heard this message, and he was among the first to embrace Islam. Amr bin Abasa radiallahu anhu says, I came to Makkah. I heard about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I found out his whereabouts, and I finally reached him. I heard his message, and I asked him, who is with you? Allah's Nabi said, Hurrun wa abdun. One free person and one slave. What is meant was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Bilal radiallahu anhu, who were among the earliest Muslims. There were a couple of other Muslims here and there, but Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this report referred to these two radiallahu anhum. In a hadith reported in Sunan ibn Majah, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu reports that the first to portray the Islam, to openly proclaim Islam, was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu, his mother Sumayya radiallahu anha, Suhaib Rumi radiallahu anhu, Bilal radiallahu anhu, and Miqdad radiallahu anhu. This hadith then says, Allah protected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through his uncle Abu Talib. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu also came from a prominent family. But the others, the mushrikeen, unleashed their wrath upon them. They tortured them brutally. They actually harmed them. They burned them. They blazed them. They tortured them immensely. And to such an extent that Sumayya radiallahu anha was tortured so badly. She was sworn at. She was scoffed. She was mocked. And then she was murdered in the most disrespectful, brutal manner. Many went through so much of sacrifice. There were those who actually gave in to an extent. But one, Bilal radiallahu anhu, didn't give in at all. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, فَإِنَّهُ هَانَتْ عَلَيْهِ نَفْسُهُ فِي اللَّهِ وَهَانَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. He considered his soul to be humbled to give it for Allah ta'ala. He considered his soul to be small. That what is my one nafs? I must give it for my Allah. And he gave it for Allah Ta'ala's sake. And his people belittled him, but he didn't give in. They would take him. They would torture him. They would harm him. They would scoff at him. Then they would instruct Bilal radiallahu anhu to say Lat, take the names of their deities, Lat, Uzza, Lat, Uzza. Bilal radiallahu anhu would say, Rabbi Allah, Ahad, 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 Ahad. Ahad, Ahad. My Rabb is Allah, the one, the one, the one and only, the one and only, the one and only, the one and only. And he would repeat this. They would then torture him further. And the more they would torture him, the more he would scream out, Ahadun Ahad, Ahadun Ahad, Ahadun Ahad. At times they would use harshness. Then they tried to be a little softer, that maybe then he would succumb to actually praise their idols, even a little bit. They would go softer and say, Bilal, you know, we don't mean it, but just say as we're saying, قُلْ كَمَا نَقُولُ, say after us, But Bilal radiallahu anhu would say, never, I cannot, ahadun ahad, ahadun ahad, ahadun ahad. Imagine the sweetness that Allah gave Bilal radiallahu anhu in Allah's name, in Allah's oneness, in Allah's greatness, in Allah's perfection. Allah gave him that sweetness, that in spite of that torture, in spite of being blazed on that hot sands of Makkah, with steel, heated irons put on him, in spite of going through so much of torture, he never gave up Allah's name. He never succumbed in the least. Ahadun ahad, ahadun ahad, ahadun ahad. He would say, your deen is Lat and Uzza. He would say, ahadun ahad. And then later he said to his students, وَلَوْ أَعْلَمُ كَلِمَةً أَحْفَظَ لَكُمْ مِنْهَا لَقُلْتُهَا. He said to them, when they embraced Islam later, he says, they said to him, this was what you were saying. He says, if I knew anything else that would instill more anger in y'all and more pleasure to my Allah, I would have said it. But I knew that y'all could not bear the oneness of Allah. So I would drum into you the oneness of Allah, the oneness of Allah, and the oneness of Allah. By every means. But Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu anhu would not give in. He would not give in. He found the sweetness. He found that sweetness of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he never got tired. Allah made it easy for him. And then Umayyah bin Khalaf would tie a rope, a shackle around his neck. And then he would be handed over to the riffraffs around Makkah. And then they would pull him with such disgrace. They would pull him on the hot, hot plains, on the open lands, on the desert hard ground. But Bilal radiallahu anhu would scream out, ahadun ahad, ahadun ahad, ahadun ahad, not giving up in the least. He was not being tortured. It was as though he was torturing them with the greatness of La ilaha illallah, with the greatness of the oneness of, with the beauty, with the slogan of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Others would have been in worry for him, other Muslim brothers. But Bilal radiallahu anhu was in that high level of iman and sweetness and ecstasy. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wanted to purchase him and free him and liberate him. And there's a report that states that as Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passes, the torturers of Bilal radiallahu anhu would say to Abu Bakr, come, buy your brother. You say he's your brother, come now and purchase him. It seems as though they were being more tortured than Bilal radiallahu anhu. It was as though, as they were torturing Bilal radiallahu anhu, it was as though they showing him that you got Allah. Where is this Allah you're talking about? Where is this Allah you're talking about? If your Allah is true, why isn't he assisting you? And it was as though Bilal radiallahu anhu answered with action that my Allah is true. My Allah wants to see if his Bilal is true. Allah is true. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu comes to purchase him. They sell him for 40 uqiyas. 40 uqiyas of gold, which was a large sum of money. It was so much. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went, paid the full amount, and immediately liberated Bilal radiallahu anhu. But as he's taking Bilal radiallahu anhu away, Umayyah and his friends say that what? How foolish. If you refused to purchase him but for one uqiyah, we would have definitely sold him to you. Lucky you took him. And you lost the entire deal. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu noticed and perceived that his brother's self-esteem is being mocked at, is being belittled, is being degraded. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu could not tolerate that happening to his brother. He says, I take oath by Allah, if you refuse to sell him but for 100 uqiyah, I would have paid 100 also. I would have paid much more than what you offered, but you lost the deal. Because how much I paid, my brother is much more valuable than that. This was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's feeling for his brother. And this was the love amongst the Muslims. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu rushes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, I purchased Bilal. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, let me put in towards it also, so we can be partners in it. Meaning, because Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to work towards Bilal radiallahu anhu's freedom. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, I've already liberated him. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That's why Sahaba would say, Abu Bakrin Sayyiduna wa A'taqa Sayyidana. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is our leader, is our master. and he liberated our master, Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu anhu. Look at what Islam did. A man whose past was of slavery, how Islam liberated him and raised him. That this is the brotherhood. This was that brotherhood that Sahaba were prepared to pay anything for their brother Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Bilal radiallahu anhu from that time was by the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam making khidmah of the deen of Allah. Some spread some rumors that Bilal radiallahu anhu had done some favors to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in the past. That's why Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was only repaying the favor. His father also came to tell him, why are you purchasing these kinds of people? Why don't you liberate such slaves who will be there for you tomorrow, who have position, who have strength? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, I'm not liberating them because of wanting anything in return. I'm doing it for Allah. Quran declared, the verses of Quran were revealed, what we read daily, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. And as the surah continues, it praises Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجَزَى إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. Allah says that Al-Atqa, all the Mufassirin say, Al-Atqa first refers to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. It was revealed in his regard. The one who fears Allah, the one who is most conscious of Allah, will be saved completely from Allah's wrath and Allah's punishment and hellfire. وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى. Who is he? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who gives his wealth to please Allah. يَتَزَكَّى, to cleanse himself and purify himself and get the proximity of Allah Ta'ala, the closeness to Allah Ta'ala. الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى. Then Allah says, it's not because anyone did him a favor. وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى. Or him wanting anybody else's favor in future. He only does, and he liberates, and he gives, and he spends. إِلَّا بْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى. Seeking Allah's pleasure. Seeking Allah's pleasure. وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. And Allah says, Allah will make Abu Bakr happy. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu will be happy with the rewards Allah will give him. That's why Sahaba would praise Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu so beautifully in Hayatul Sahaba volume 1. جَزَاللَّهُ خَيْرًا عَنْ بِلَالٍ وَصَحْبِهِ عتيقا وأخزى فاكها وأبا جهله عشيتهما في بلال بسوءة ولم يحذر ما يحذر المرء ذو العقل. May Allah reward abundantly. Jazallahu khairan. May Allah reward on behalf of Bilal radiallahu anhu and his satis. May Allah reward Abu Bakr Atiq. May Allah reward Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu abundantly. Because he liberated so many of these Sahaba, Bilal radiallahu anhu and his satis. And may Allah disgrace Akhza Fakihan wa Aba Jahli. When they forced and harmed Bilal radiallahu anhu, Ashiyata Hamma fi Bilalin bisawati, walam yahdara ma yahdaru al-mar'u al-aqli. And they didn't be cautious in their dealing with Allah, like any intelligent person would do in his dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator and the controller. So Bilal radiallahu anhu is remembered this favor of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. On one occasion, Umar radiallahu anhu was discussing the fadail, the status and the position and the virtues of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And in that, among the manaqib, the beautiful traits and qualities and attributes of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu then said, وَهَذَا سَيِّدُنَا بِلَال. See this virtue, our senior Bilal, our elder Bilal, حَسَنَةٌ مِّنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ, is one of the hasanat of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Qais reports that someone informed Bilal radiallahu anhu that some people say he is more superior than Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Bilal radiallahu anhu says, كيف, how can that ever be possible? يُفَضِّلُونِي عَلَيْهِ وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا حَسَنَةٌ مِّنْ حَسَنَاتِ. How can they ever claim that Bilal is more superior than Abu Bakr when I am but a deed from the deeds of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Radiallahu anhu devoted his life for Allah's deen throughout, and then after that he made hijrah. And when he came to Madinah Munawwara, He stayed with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Amir bin Fuhira radiallahu anhu, as they entered Medina Munawwara in the initial stages. And in the initial stages, not being used to the system of Medina or the environs of Medina Munawwara, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Bilal radiallahu anhu became very ill. Aisha radiallahu anha says that Bilal radiallahu anhu in this illness would raise his voice and he would remember Makkah Mukarramah. And he would say, Ala, ala layta shi'ri hal abitanna laylatan biwadin wa hawli idkhirun wa jaleelu wa hal aridan yawman miyah majinnatin wa hal yabduwan li shamatun wa tafeelu. He would say, how I wish I can spend another night in the valleys of Makkah. In such a valley which is Makkah, around me is the plantations of Makkah, Idkhir and Jaleel. How I wish I can come again, Aridan. This noon is of emphasis, Aridanna, but noon ta'kid khafifa. How I wish I can come again to the springs of Majinna. And I wish I can see the Shama and the Tafil streams and springs again. Bilal radiallahu anhu is yearning for Makkah. But my respected listeners, what is Bilal radiallahu anhu yearning for Makkah for? Wasn't he tortured in Makkah? Didn't he suffer in Makkah? But what he's yearning for is the sweetness of Iman, the Qurbani for Allah's deen that he tasted in Makkah. Anyway, very shortly after that he was better, and he was all his time with Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the morning, in the evening, going out, coming in, going for salah, returning, out in Allah's way, in expedition. He was like, so to say, the shadow of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He would be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam all the time. Participated in every expedition. But in the early Medinan period, there was one concern and one fikr. What was this? That how are we going to call the people for salah? Sahaba radiallahu anhu had this concern. And Allah shows the Sahabi, Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbihi. The Sahabi radiallahu anhu sees this beautiful dream where the angel of Allah teaches him the adhan. And this was also heard by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mi'raj. And this dream of this Sahabi was a confirmation of that. And afterwards Umar radiallahu anhu saw the same dream, but this Sahabi superseded. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, teach Bilal radiallahu anhu the adhan. Because Bilal's voice is the best. The voice, my respected listeners. But the other is also the qurbani and the sacrifice Bilal radiallahu anhu gave in the valleys of Makkah. Not giving in, not succumbing to any torture. Proclaiming Allah's greatness that rang in the ears of the mushrikeen. With him not giving up in the least, Allah rewarded him with this great chore and task, such an honor to give the adhan. Bilal radiallahu anhu was fasih, he was very, very eloquent. He was born in Makkah, he grew up in Makkah Mukarramah. What some say, spread a fabricated report that Bilal radiallahu anhu's seen is by Allah is considered a sheen. There's no such thing that Bilal radiallahu anhu said seen for sheen. Bilal radiallahu anhu's pronunciation was perfect. Wakana fasihan. He was eloquent. He was very, very eloquent, and his voice was beautiful. It was far reaching. Bilal radiallahu anhu would render the adhan. What is the adhan? What is the adhan? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, proclaiming Allah's greatness, Allah's grandeur, Allah's might four times. Meaning the muadhin has this concern that Allah's greatness, the message of Allah's qudrat must be taken to the four corners of the world. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, twice. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, twice. Tawheed and Risalat, twice and twice, four times. This message of Allah's oneness and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's way and mode and pattern must be taken to the four corners of the world. After we call humanity to Tawheed and Risalah, then humanity has to be invited to ibadat, to worship Allah Ta'ala. And the most important ibadat through which all the other injunctions of deen will come alive and come into our lives is salah. Then hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah. And when deen comes into our life, salah comes into our life, that is success, that is true success. Hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-falah. Success
in Arabic is a vast word. It encompasses success in this world and the next. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Success in this world and the next. And then again, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, the fifth and the sixth takbir. That no mountain must be left, but Allah's greatness must be called out there. No ravine and valley must be left, but it should, Allah's greatness should be announced there as well. And then this i'lan should be made to humanity. Tell humanity, Allah is totally independent. La ilaha illallah. Allah has no partner. Allah is one. Allah is unique. Allah is totally independent. We are in need of Allah. Allah doesn't need us. This beautiful call, Bilal radiallahu anhu would render before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mu'addin. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who will have the longest necks will be the mu'addineen. Necks means the most honored on the Day of Judgment. They will be the most noble and revered and respected. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نِعْمَ الْمَرْءُ بِلَالِ What a man is Bilal, سَيِّدُ الْمُؤَذِّنِينَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ He will be the leader of all the mu'adhineen on the Day of Qiyamah. And Bilal radiallahu anhu was given this task of the adhan. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke on the virtues of adhan. How important is the adhan? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged giving the adhan. Many ahadith. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged this beautiful amal, this great deed. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if people only knew the virtue of standing in the first saf and calling out the adhan, people would all vie and hasten and race with one another to actually carry out this beautiful deed, to carry out this great amal of being early in the masjid and standing in the first saf and being early and calling out the adhan. Then Sahaba radiallahu anhum said, O Nabi of Allah, you're leaving us in such a condition that we'll have problems later on. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it'll be a sign of qiyamah. It will be a sign of Qiyamah that people will not give importance to the Adhan. They'll just leave it to anyone. What a very noble deed is Adhan. To such an extent, the hadith says that finally people will then agree, if they only knew the virtue, to actually give merit of standing first in of giving the Adhan to casting lots. In one hadith, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Mu'adhin between Adhan and Iqama is like a Mujahid striving in Allah's way, drenched in blood. In another hadith, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that give adhan, because لا يسمع صوت المؤذن إنس ولا جن ولا شيء إلا شهد له يوم القيامة. Every insan, every jinn, every creation, animate or inanimate object that hears the muadhin will bear testimony on the Day of Judgment that he called to Allah, he proclaimed Allah's qudra. That's why Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you are in the wilderness, فَرْفَعْ صَوْتَكَ بِالنِّدَىٰ Raise your voice and give the adhan. So we learn from there, don't feel shy. Give the adhan. Learn the adhan correctly. Pronounce the words correctly. And give the adhan beautifully. There's great virtues in this. There's great merits in this. Gee. Ali radiallahu anhu says, I wish I spoke to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give adhan to Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu says, had it not been for the difficult chores of khilafah, I would have loved to be the muadhin. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you are in the wilderness and you perform your salah with iqama, then your two angels will make salah with you. When you give the adhan and then the iqama and then your salah in the wilderness, you're traveling, you stopped in the wilderness. Salla ma'ahu min junudillah ma la yura tarafahu. So many of Allah's creation will come, the malaika and so forth will make salah with you, that if you could see how many would come, you would not be able to even see the end of the first saf. That's how many Allah Ta'ala will send. That's the beauty of the adhan. So we shouldn't feel shy to give the adhan. It's a very, very meritorious deed. It is very, very virtuous. Radiallahu anhu was always with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Najashi radiallahu anhu sent three beautiful staffs to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave one to Umar radiallahu anhu, one to Ali radiallahu anhu, and he kept one for himself, and his one was kept by Bilal radiallahu anhu on the occasions of Eid, when going on journey. Whenever Bilal radiallahu anhu would walk in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the staff of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so close to Bilal radiallahu anhu that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lie down and rest on the lap of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sahabi who was with Bilal radiallahu anhu in giving the adhan was Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum radiallahu anhu. Him and Bilal radiallahu anhu would take turns to give adhan. In Ramadan, one would give adhan for tahajjud and waking up for suhoor, and the other would give adhan for fajr salah. And like this they would take turns. But Bilal radiallahu anhu was with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the journeys as well, giving the adhan. On one specific occasion, as they were on a journey, this was after the expedition of Hunain. So the adhan was given. And then there were some youngsters hearing this adhan, and they were derogatorily, in not such a good manner, repeating the words. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent a sahabi, radiallahu anhu, bring those youngsters. And they were brought before. Abu Mahzura says, we were brought before Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I had heard a lot of negativity about him before this. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, who of you had that loud voice in that manner? Or who of you had that beautiful tone or beautiful voice in calling out? So Abu Mahzura says, all of them pointed at me. And now Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam calls me closer. The Sahabi Abu Mahzura was very young at this time. He says, he calls me closer, and he actually then, they liked your voice. فَعَجَبَهُ صَوْتُهُ. So we learn from here. These youngsters were mocking the adhan, but Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took out something positive from here and said, your voice is so good. And Allah's Nabi then taught him the adhan. And Abu Mahdura radiallahu anhu had such a beautiful voice in the adhan, that because Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught him the adhan. And then he says, I heard about him, but I didn't like what I heard. But then Allah's Nabi spoke to me with such character that I had loved him. He placed his hand on my chest and he made dua for me. And then he taught me the adhan. He taught me properly. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then I completed the adhan. And then I embraced Islam. And then he gave me one gift, some coins, some silver coins. He placed his hand on my chest, on my head. And when he moved his hand, there was nothing more beloved to me than him. He said to me, Barakallahu feeka wa baraka alayk, Allah bless you. Allah Ta'ala give you abundance of blessings. And then I asked him, that where would you make me give the adhan? In Makkah, he said, yes, قَدْ أَمَرْتُكَ بِهِ, you will be my muadhin in Makkah Mukarramah. So Bilal radiallahu anhu was always with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this time Abu Mahdura radiallahu anhu became Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's muadhin in Makkah Mukarramah. Fath Makkah took place. When Fath Makkah took place, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Makkah Mukarramah. He entered the Kaaba Sharif, and there were three Sahaba with him. Bilal radiallahu anhu, Bilal ibn Rabah, inside the Kaaba with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other was Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, and the other was Uthman bin Talha radiallahu anhu. He was the caretaker of the Kaaba, he would keep the keys of the Kaaba. And afterwards Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as everyone gathered around the Kaaba waiting for his decision, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Bilal radiallahu anhu above the Kaaba. Stand above the Kaaba and give the adhan. And Bilal radiallahu anhu renders the adhan from on top of the Kaaba. Allahu Akbar. So he was the muadhin in Medina Munawwara, and now he gives adhan in Makkah Mukarramah. And this was such a beautiful adhan. It affected all the people of Iman. But there were those who hadn't yet embraced Islam, who were shocked and made derogatory comments. But later on Allah Ta'ala gave them hidayat. To such an extent, Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu says to them, I will not agree with you all, or I will not say anything. Because if I am going to say anything, then even these stones will tell Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what I said. One of them, Hakam bin Abil As, at that time said, look at this. The slave of the Banu Jumah is now braying away on top of this noble building, belittling Bilal radiallahu anhu. But Allah gave that honor to Bilal radiallahu anhu. He was given the honor of giving the adhan. He was also a finance minister to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would distribute wealth, Bilal radiallahu anhu would keep it. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take it from Bilal radiallahu anhu and give it to the people. In many ahadith, you would notice this, how Bilal radiallahu anhu would be sent and would be asked how much there is to give. And he would keep record of this. The lectures and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Bilal radiallahu anhu was there. To such an extent that when some people who just embraced Islam, they were senior people from different tribes, they came and they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let Bilal and Suhaib and Salman and these people leave and let us have a special discourse with you. Otherwise, how can we sit when they are also sitting there? Allah revealed the verses of the Quran. وَلَا تَطْرُدِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُنِيدُونَ وَجْهَ. Allah Ta'ala is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam not to listen to those Quraysh, people of Quraysh, but keep the Sahaba, Bilal radiallahu anhu, and his and the others near Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to such an extent that Allah Ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa idha ja'aka alladhina yu'minuna bi ayatina, such like Bilal radiyallahu anhu, when they come, O my Nabi, you must greet them. Faqul salamun alaykum. You greet them. Generally, the one that comes must greet. But Allah is saying to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, greet these Sahaba. This the sabab al-nuzul, this incident is mentioned in Ibn Majah. So Bilal radiyallahu anhu was very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why when Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world, it was so hard for everyone to bear, but it was very, very hard for Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Bilal radiyallahu anhu, as he renders the adhan, he comes to Ashhadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah, and he couldn't manage further. One report says that maybe even 3 days only he managed after that. Then he goes to Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu to say, O Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, give me permission to leave. I cannot give adhan anymore. Bilal radiyallahu anhu says, how can you leave me? Bilal radiyallahu anhu says, if you liberated me for Allah, then you leave me. Otherwise, if it was for yourself, then you instruct me to stay. But Allah's Nabi told me, the best thing is to strive in Allah's way. So let me go, let me do Allah's work. دَعْنِي لِعَمَلِ اللَّهِ. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, I cannot stop you, O Bilal radiallahu anhu. And he went away. Radiallahu anhu went to Sham, and he spent the rest of his life there, serving Allah Ta'ala's deen. And he didn't give adhan there, but it was one occasion when Umar radiallahu anhu came when Palestine was liberated. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum requested Umar, please request Bilal radiallahu anhu to give adhan. Umar radiallahu anhu requested Bilal radiallahu anhu, and he gave the adhan. And فَلَمْ يُرَ يَوْمًا كَانَ أَكْثَرَ بَاكِيًا مِنْ يَوْمَئِذٍ. There was never a day where there was more tears than that day that Bilal radiallahu anhu gave adhan in Baytul Muqaddas, in Palestine. Bilal radiallahu anhu became the muadhin. He gave adhan in Medina Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama, and Baytul Muqaddas. And Walid the Rawiyah says that the people of adhan, the people of Sham, learned adhan from Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Such a humble, such a simple sahabi, he was so down to earth. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made brotherhood between him and Abu Ruwayha radiallahu anhu. So in Sham, together they went to propose. So Bilal radiallahu anhu and Abu Ruwayha, they come, and they come to the father-in-law, and they came to propose. And they actually were so simple. They said that we have come to propose for your daughters. قَدْ كُنَّا كَافِرَيْنَ فَهَدَانَ اللَّهِ. If you want to know about us, we were disbelievers, Allah guided us. وَمَمْلُوكَيْنَ فَأَعْتَقَنَ اللَّهِ. We were slaves, Allah liberated us. وَفَقِيرَيْنَ فَأَعْتَقَنَ اللَّهِ. We were poor, and Allah enriched us. If you want to give us your daughters in wedlock, فَالْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ. All praise is due to Allah. And if you refuse, even that is from Allah. Allah does, and Allah gives, and Allah takes. فَإِنْ تُزَوِّجُونَا فَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَإِنْ تَرُدُّونَا فَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And how would they ever refuse Bilal radiallahu anhu and Abu Ruwayha radiallahu anhu? And they gave Bilal radiallahu anhu and Abu Ruwayha radiallahu anhu. Such a lover of Allah, Bilal radiallahu anhu, that he spent all his life striving in Allah's way. And finally, at the end, he left this world. It was in Damascus that Bilal radiallahu anhu passed away. As he was leaving this world, his wife was crying profusely, wa wayla, wa wayla. Bilal radiallahu anhu would say, wa farha, what a joyous occasion it is for me. Ghadan nalqal ahibba Muhammadan wa hizba. Soon I will meet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions and his friends. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his friends. So he says, this is the most joyous occasion for me. Because this is how he lived his life, pleasing Allah. The lover of Allah is happy to leave this world because he's going to be meeting his beloved. Far away from home, in a locality called Daria, Bilal radiallahu anhu was buried, and he left this world. Gee, this was the Sahaba radiallahu anhum who took deen to the four corners of the world, and they strove for Allah's way to uplift deen and make it available to the whole of humanity. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to appreciate the glorious Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He narrated many, many ahadith, approximately 44, and Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Let us read 3 quls for this great Sahabi. وصلى الله على النبي برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.